The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, August 12th, 2025.
Yeah.
It sure the hell is.
You know, I had somebody say to me the other day, when I hear that music, I get a little nervous.
Really?
I don't know which one I'm going to get.
At what point, and, you know, because I'll be honest with the two of you and also the audience right now, when we're not here, like, you know, on, although also there, I saw something. I posted a picture of a series of photos of me and the grandboys.
Ted and Matt.
And someone commented on there, and I thought it was, you know, obviously in jest, but there's some honesty to it. It said, this makes me not as mad when y'all are on vacation all the time. Oh. You know, meaning like, oh, at least you're with your
grandma. You have a life.
And I'm like, oh, like, is there this misnomer that we're like on vacation all the time? Like, there's that. So anyway.
You get sick sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, you get sick sometimes. So somebody told you what now?
Well, they say when they hear the music, they get nervous because they don't know which one they're going to get.
So I don't, when we're not here, I'm not tuning in at the very beginning, at least.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you.
Never listen.
I mean, I'm not. Like,
come on.
I always remember when people, actors, you know, were on. I was big fan, like a lot of people watching Johnny Carson and David Letterman and stuff. And
thanks very much.
Watching the actual interview. I love the musical guest too, but that was usually a crapshoot, especially with Letterman because he'd go all over the board. So, you know, they get these people in there and they're like, so what do you think of the movie? Sigourney Weaver. I'm using her as an example. I don't know why. What do you think of Alien? Oh, I haven't seen it. I won't watch it. What do you mean you won't watch it? And I always thought that was such bull crap. Like, they were like...
Well, I still do.
Even thinking they were, no offense, Paige, so busy that they didn't have the time to sit down and watch it. Or they were just full of crap, like just for whatever reason. But I don't go back and listen to our shows.
Well, all they say is, you know, I can't listen to my, or I can't watch myself. Like, what? Okay, why? What is that? That's all they say. Can't watch
it. It's hard to watch yourself.
I'm too self-critical. When I go back and I will still like selective things like, God, did I say what I think I said? Or is there something to draw off that a little further? Blah, blah, blah. Especially phone calls from like T's, T and C's and stuff. T's and C's. And so I don't hear the very beginning of the re-premiere shows. But at what point in the Pantera does it reveal to the audience that, in fact, we are on, air quote, vacation?
It's after that first, wa-da-da-da, to the drums. That when you, break in and go, yes, sir, that's when it goes, this is the worst of the whatever the hell.
Oh, he's got to say yes, sir.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, I don't have to go back and listen, because if I'm in here and I'm playing stuff, I'm making the same jokes. Just like a couple seconds apart. I'm like, okay, I made that joke already.
Or if I was... Back in, I mean, I would go home and listen to the entire show every day in increments.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, mark out.
You're not too hypercritical at that point?
That's what it was. It was note-taking. I was basically, you know, sitting there and critiquing myself, and it was maniacal in a sense. Really, it was. So anyway, I'm just looking to see, do we have an April Fool's? I know we have an April Fool's Day next year, but like, is it on a weekday? Let's look ahead and see. I'm going as fast as I can.
I think it is, actually. I think it's a Monday.
It is a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Ooh, yes.
Can't count.
So let's remember, I'm going to whisper it now. Let's remember next April Fool's Day at the beginning when the Pantera plays, and that certain part, to come on and say, you're listening to a previously, whatever it says.
Yep.
And then we just, you know, count like five and say, surprise, suckers.
Yeah, that's about, that's you know, the scope of what we can do as far as April Fool's goes.
Yes, yes, yes. It's very, very limited now.
Outside of that is, you know, can't get wild like you could back in the day.
If you ever see somebody that looks like they shouldn't have the amount of money that they do, you know, you can just tell sometimes. You can tell it was either left to them or it was a windfall of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
You can just always tell. If you see somebody like that, also assume there's someone who sued someone over an April Fool's joke in the past, and that's why the rules are the way they are now. That's why things
happen. Good to know.
Yeah, somebody sued over an April. I'd love to find out who those sons of bitches are with no sense of humor that screwed up. You know, they let drag queens read to our kids in school, but they won't let us have April Fool's Day. I mean, what the hell?
You know, since they had the incident in California that limited what you could do with listeners as far as contests go.
Well,
that's because somebody drank a lot of water and almost died or something like
they
that.
They did. They drowned in themselves, which is very unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah, but, you know, I ask you this. Could that not happen at a swimming pool, at a water park? Oh, yeah. I mean, things happen. But, yes, it's and it also, you know.
No more scavenger hunts for somebody on the show to dress up like a character.
Yeah.
And you had to find him and tackle him.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
I remember doing all kinds of crazy stuff with people.
Well, enough about your private life, Paige.
Well, we're talking about the show.
Really is a different animal now. You can hurt each other to an extent. Even that's limited now.
Yeah. And I remember being with some man who was always dressed as a woman, generally. But that changed.
God, I feel like, you know, I don't know if that's a...
I don't know if that's one of your friends.
No, that was somebody on the show. A couple of times he was walking down the street or going into a store wearing some sort of crazy thing.
Okay. I think the person you're referring to... you talking about Fred? Oh, well, come on. Like, three times. That wasn't all the time. My gosh.
I thought you were talking about the listener from way back.
Fred the Freak?
No.
He would do that sometimes. And he would just show up to, like, events and drag just to... But not, like, trying to look drag, just kind of like... It was kind of that grunge drag kind of where, you know, it's like, okay, Scott Weiland's wearing a skirt tonight. Ah, so what? I don't know that he had the full makeup. I couldn't pull it off myself.
Come on with a beard.
Do you remember the listener years and years ago that would, you know, was a, and I forgot the person's name, it was a man dressed like a woman.
Yeah.
That would use the women's facilities.
Yeah. Yeah.
People still really didn't know what to think about it. This was way back when.
Before the, it was like, you know, I want to say like the first time that it happened, at least around me, he asked like the female bartender is, you know. Or they asked the bartender, you know.
It was a little odd.
Hey, is it okay if I go in there? And she was one of those bartenders, like, I don't give a damn. Just don't piss on the seat. We're fine.
Because this wasn't a really, like, you know, female-looking person. This was somewhat of a gruff dude.
Like, what was that cop said? Ugly as a mud fence.
Yeah, that's what it was. Not pie.
No, a fence. Mud fence. You ugly. You ugly as a mud fence.
U-G-L-E-Y.
You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. That's a mud fence.
You cheerleaders. That's a mud fence. You get ready.
Get ready for that. Add that to your repertoire.
I don't know what you do besides, you know, sitting around and making signs for football players to run through.
Well.
I'm talking about football, John, not competition. I know what y'all do.
That really hasn't.
I know about your bases and your flyers.
It's got a little more, you know, hippity-hoppity. But, like, the cheers are still the same. I mean,
They don't change.
Yeah, I mean, whoever wrote the first cheers, they're still getting residuals off of it every year.
I would be willing to say competition looks down on basic cheer. Like, you just go to the game Friday nights and, you know, dance around.
Yeah, but basic cheering isn't cheering. It's gymnastics.
Yeah, it's changed.
It's gymnastics meets, like, I don't know.
Cheer squad is a lot different. It's more like you said, gymnastics. And then there was like two ways. You can be a song girl or you can be a cheerleader. And song girls, you know, it's kind of like a combination.
Song person.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's different.
Thank you.
But like I always thought of like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders as like the Rockettes. Like,
oh, real famous.
Yeah, like yeah. They had their own thing, but it was almost like, okay, so they were like the Globetrotters.
Yeah, it was more.
They were like the Savannah Bananas.
Choreography that they had. Like more dancers.
Yeah.
They're like a gimmick unto themselves or whatever.
Yeah. Let's go defense. I mean, wrestling fans have more of a repertoire. You blanked up. You blanked up. Why don't football fans do that when Clemson and Carolina play and Cade Klubnik gets sacked for a loss of 25 yards?
Oh, Lord.
Why would that not be cheered by the Gamecock fans?
They're just there hanging out, right?
Yeah, they're just there. They come ready to – wrestling fans come ready to sing and cheer and stuff. They ready for it.
Cheerleaders back in the day would call you out by name. I don't know if they let them do that now for the opposite team, but, you know, it'd be like, at a basketball game, you know, so-and-so for the other team, Barry shooting free throws. It'd be like, miss it, Barry, miss it.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they'd be calling him out by name. But then Barry's kind of – he's got an ego about it because he's got some, you know, half of them are hot. They're chanting his name.
So I'm going to tell you a funny thing here. So – I had a friend that had this pet boa constrictor, and he got real high before a basketball or a football game, and he thought he was taking the snake in, and he had it over his shoulders, and he walked in there, and the security guard didn't say anything. He's like, dude, they didn't even say anything. This is awesome. So he's right there in the end zone, right there where they're getting ready to do the field goal, right? And all of a sudden, he's like, holy crap, this isn't a snake. This is a pool noodle. And he starts waving it in the air.
Funny.
And they missed the field goal.
They missed it.
It became a thing for people to carry pool noodles.
Stupid ass kicker.
I just made that completely up.
What happened to the
but
snake?
Somebody had to sneak in a pool noodle for them to say, yeah, fine. Put it out there.
I'm a little disappointed.
What, that wasn't a real story?
Well, yeah, because as soon as you said boa constrictor, I had a couple questions. Yeah. I wanted to ask somebody who's got a constrictor.
I was just thinking about, like, the person who decided, or who was the first person that brought the John 3:16 banner to the Monday Night Football?
Oh, God, who was that?
How do we get the Lord's name on TV during football?
Plus, is dildo tossing going to be a thing everywhere now?
Yeah,
talking about all sporting events, Little League.
I wonder if that's something that the Spartanburgers might do. Some kind of, you know, put the logo on there.
Oh, like give them away? Make them look like bats, and you can toss them on the field.
No, make them look like french fries. Because, corn dogs.
Oh, that's perfect.
Corn dogs, because they're Spartanburgers.
Corn dog toss night.
Corn,
onto the field for charity.
Yeah, for charity. They'll be down there. Like when you throw the teddy bears at the Road Warriors.
Would you pay to park again to go see that? That's the question. City of Spartanburg, I believe you owe somebody $10 on the show.
You know, is that a gift to the city? That's what they say when you give somebody money and they don't give it back. You just think of it as, well, you gave them a gift, and that settles it with your soul. So I gave Spartanburg $10.
Thank you. To try to offset the misappropriations of various agencies?
Sure.
Allegedly.
Accordingly.
Yeah. $10 goes a long way. Nice facilities. I loved it out there.
Oh, yeah. Freaking first class. I mean, it really was. We're not being paid. Nope. Matter of fact, you know, I mean, I'd go back.
I definitely want to try to figure out how to use my media credentials to get back in again.
Well, I told you we wait till next year because it's dated. Did you save it?
Yeah, I still got it. They've only got, I think, 2 or 3 weeks left in the season. One more home stand against the drive.
But next year, we change it 2025 to 2026. We go in on that show or that game.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. You driving?
Of course.
Yeah, you pushing.
Oh, you're funny, Paige.
Look at you. Over there prodding us.
I know. She's
like we're a couple hot dogs near the poker.
No, you know what it's like right now? Because Paige, she's getting ready for headlines. And I feel like we're like...
she's got to lock in. Got to lock in.
I think I'm looking at it as like we're in an old Wild West saloon. And you're the bartender, I feel like. What do you have, pal? And yeah, I'm sitting there.
I'm just waiting for the duel to see who's going to say something funny.
I was going to say, I got a shootout.
Yeah.
At high noon.
Pew, pew.
Paige is over there on the piano.
You don't all the piano.
She doesn't realize it's a player piano. She's still, look how good I am, everybody.
I felt like she's somewhere else in the building occupying some talent.
Come up here and see me sometime after this piano song. Still 5 cents. 10 cents for a bath.
A bath.
You don't want to be Wild Bill in this situation, do you?
Uh-uh.
Dead man's hand.
Remember Red Dead Redemption. You go... go with a hooker upstairs to take a bath, and the controller to start vibrating. It's like, what's is this her scrubbing my arm? Is this her giving me a bath right now?
You've had four baths today already.
You need to go have a smoke.
You got the cleanest whistle in the West, sir.
Who says that? Oh, boy.
I've scrubbed these myself. I can see my reflection in your boy. Oh,
God.
My grandpappy it's made raw. This here porcelain bathtub.
Why are you back again? You must have took an evil, gruesome dookie out on the tub.
And you just think about it, how long it takes to boil that much water.
Oh, Lord. You carrying the buckets of water up the stairs over and over again? She hates you. And you
know how many baths are you going to do?
I'm going to change the bath water after every 10 visits.
Oh, my God.
God, if somebody wanted to rent out the Pumpkin Town Opry and turn it into a saloon for, like, you know, a couple weekends, God, it makes so much money.
It does look like somewhere they would have had, like, planning sessions for the Civil War, does it not?
We're going to take over all these. We're going to take over the North.
God bless.
Dude, you think the fetish stuff started back in the Wild West, or was that later?
Probably.
Were they just straight up just, you know, having coitus and nothing else?
Sodom and Gomorrah, man.
I bet there was a man out there that wanted to get laced into a corset.
Or something weird.
Freaking Rome. That was a lot of that, you know, going on.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
I want you to start smacking me.
Racking.
I'll pay you a quarter or whatever they pay, but I'll pay you to smack me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's where it came from, the oligarchies and the kings, maybe the queens, I don't know, probably, but like, they're like, you know what, I have all the riches of the world. I will give you 6 pence if you come over here and step on my testicles with your... they didn't have high heels in. What kind of shoe would hurt?
They were boots.
I would step on my testicles with your boots.
Mm-hmm.
With your, while you clam diggers.
Look here.
Oh, my gosh.
I want you to get on the other side of the room, and I'm going to stand here, and I want you to run as fast as you can and drop kick me in the balls, and I'll give you a quarter.
You see that musket over there?
I can't even.
I want you to position it between your legs. I want you to bend me over. That shiffer robe. Tie me down to the pie safe. Make my eyes roll back in my head like an old-timey slot machine.
I got this special gun. It doesn't shoot bullets. It shoots non-lethal, mushroom-looking bullets. I want you to stand over on that side of the room and shoot me in the ass safe as hard as you can. And as fast as you can. I want you to be like Billy the Kid versus my butthole.
Do you hear who this guy is? That's Wild Bill Hickok. It's him. It's Wild Bill Hickok.
And I'm wild, baby.
He'll say.
You know, I got that nickname, Wild Bill.
Why, Wild Bill?
I won every round of gay chicken I was ever challenged to.
Gay chicken? That's for the people in Yellowstone are known for. Because they're yellow, like a chicken.
Yellow-bellied,
fish-eyed fool. High glory!
You got the winding pages in the Wild West now. Calf sucker!
On Esther rides again. High glory!
You're one of those wild whores, ain't you?
Watch it, sucker!
I might have to give you a $3 bill I got around here somewhere. Let me see if I can pick it up.
That's how that started.
That's his nick. Oh, that's his nick. Not the guy at work, but that was his. They don't call me $3 bill. Nothing.
$3 bill, y'all.
That poor guy. Just try to go to work every day, and they call me $3 bill.
He wanted to call him Big Beautiful Bill, didn't he? But he didn't want to pick it.
No.
How did he start Buffalo Bill? That was a totally different.
There's everybody ready to work. Everybody get ready to work.
Oh, God. Man, do you think I'm sexy?
God, that's... That,
would
that,
you friend me?
That's a creepy voice. Like, Mad World should, like, option that from you.
Just the Buffalo so Bill?
Yeah, just the voice.
Do they have an actor that will walk around tucked, meeting the people? I'd take a picture with Jane Gum.
I would think not.
They have over 175 actors.
David Blaine could make an appearance. David Blaine could chase him out.
Only if he kisses.
But he's
the
not
cover.
Screaming with a chainsaw or anything. He's just... In weird. Your ear, like this.
He just sneaks up on you. I'm going to scare you. I'm going to cut you with a deck of cards right now. I might squeeze your balls in the process, too. So.
Oh, my Lord, look who's coming in, Mad World, God. Together in the same group. It's the Hatfields and the McCoys.
Oh, Lord.
We better gear up, boys.
Yeah, there's going to be a shootout. It's just
everything going on at once.
All of it. There comes Aunt Esther through Mad World again. Watch it, sucker.
You got a no scare medallion, but you don't have a no French kiss in the air.
Watch out for the roaming haunted carriages.
Haunted carriages.
They're scaring up business till high noon.
Wow.
Dang it, man. We got ideas, I'm telling you.
I'm glad it stays here.
Me too. Me too.
It's so creepy.
God, I want to write a video game now where it's, you know, Red Dead 3, but he's gay.
Perfect that timing for the music to end.
That
was the character we just did.
You like talked out that song to perfect timing. That was great.
Well, I'm not getting a shower from a woman. I'll come back later.
I've toiled over this all night long. All night. Like Lionel Richie said. All night long. Oh. Here's what I think is the perfect tease and why we will win the best radio show in South Carolina yet again. I'm going for two for. We're going to be the bad boys.
Would they give us two or they tell us to keep that one? That's what they would do.
You get another one if you win.
No, yeah, because that changed the year on it.
Yeah.
For today's truth and consequences. A tattoo artist says he's done putting his hands on one customer's body. And when you hear why, you might not blame him.
Ew.
Oh.
Your mind's like, whoa. Right?
Flown.
Thank you.
People are nasty. I'm thinking of all the little skin diseases.
Oh, man. Yeah. So that starts up at 7 o'clock. You'll find out why this guy is saying, I'm paraphrasing, I don't want your business no more. I don't want your business no more.
Something must have went down.
And it's not ringworm, so.
Might have been tetter. Who knows? It's going around again.
It's early, too, for, you know, some parties involved in this whole situation. Very surprised and thankful.
Yes. Yeah. We were talking about that. I think it'd probably be an all-nighter. I can't imagine that they would.
We're here for you, though. If I wanted a tattoo, you know, 7:20 a.m., I doubt you'd be there for me, but nonetheless.
We're here for you. Feel free to call and text, same number, 1-800-774-0093. Again, Truth and Consequences starts at 7:05 a.m. Paige, a.m.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be here till p.m. tonight.
Hang on,
I need to tell you that. Paige, what's up in the plex?
Well, I got to talk about a juicy love triangle. We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I hope it's FFM and not the other. Or it could be three women. I just don't want it to be. I'm just being honest now. I don't want it to be about three men together. I'm just being completely honest. I'm not.
Not after that bit we just did.
Too early for that, Paige.
Right. Might be too much at once.
Good morning, everybody.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let's talk about love and a love triangle.
Here we go. She didn't deny that it was three men. You notice she did not.
Well, this is something that it's been like 20 years before this happened, and it hit the tabloids, and I'm sure it shook her and hurt her feelings.
Thank God.
To be involved in something like this, especially how notable the other woman was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, we win now, fat boy.
And this is salacious. Yeah. So, it's hard to believe that it's been 20 years since Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie were on every single tabloid cover. Do you remember your mom getting the lie papers?
Oh, my grandmother. My mother wouldn't. She wouldn't put money toward it, but she'd gladly read my grandmother's hand-me-downs.
Oh, I see.
She would. Give me them when you're done with it. I want to see about Bat Boy.
Where's he at?
Where's he from? Argentina?
Is he for real? Well, in a new interview, Jennifer calls that era of her life, her tabloid life, the love triangle. Quote, end quote, and adds, it was such juicy reading for people. If they didn't have their soap operas, they had their tabloids.
Man, I wonder if he gets bored with, like, one woman.
Brad?
Yeah, because you got to think at a certain point, he, like, you know, he recognizes what people say about him. He might not have an ego about it, but, like, he knows what women think about him.
Like, he's always, like, He was, you had him, and then for, and oftentimes you'd hear some black women say Brad Pitt, but it was Denzel was like the other, but those two guys, yeah. Or, and then DiCaprio in there too, like, although I feel he's more isolating than Brad. Brad Pitt, pretty much universally hot to.
Yeah.
Even lesbians would be like, yeah, I mean, probably once I would.
So wouldn't that temptation always be there? Like, he's like, you know, I could go on a run right now and just slay it.
Yeah. I'm so not attracted to that guy, though. Who has,
really?
No, I don't. From my experience, I find that those type of people that have... they're only into their looks, and they have women follow. They're narcissists, and I'm very cruel to narcissists. So I'm not exactly the person to date a narcissist because I know how to key into it.
That's why we've never went out.
And I go for the jugular, so that's not a good thing because I'll play with your mind, which is terrible.
You play with anything else, by chance?
But anyways, so
my behind.
She doesn't elaborate on the difficult time, other than to say it's a shame that it had to happen, but it happened, and boy did I take it personally. And I can imagine it, as she's saying that, her being as beautiful equally as the other person that he was cheating with, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, it would kind of wear on you, going, well, what does he see in her as opposed to me when we're married?
I don't know why she's calling it a triangle. It was more of a, what do you call it when four people are involved? It's not a swap, though. It's like,
no, and it's not the menage. It's that's
like
three,
a,
right?
A quad kind of, how do you say menage a trois for four in French, Paige? Menage a quad?
Menage a quatre would be
sure.
Four.
Oh, man. What about me? I'm Angelina Jolie's brother. Remember, we had a triangle going as well.
Did some smooching.
So technically, me and Brad Pitt are like Peter-in-laws in a sense. No,
mm-mm. I forgot the show where they called it a pyramid scheme, and the guy goes, "It's a triangular selling system." So I think of when I hear the three and the fours.
Yeah.
So how did Jennifer Aniston get through all this? She says that she got through it by being
smoked.
Resilient. Quote, "You just pick yourself up by the bootstraps and you keep on walking, girl. You got to do it. You got to move on and not care about anything else and how people are judging you." Well, because the judgment was on her, thinking, well, what does she do?
Does that ever go away? Because at some point they'll see each other. Oh, Angelina and Jennifer. You feel like you owe her an ass whooping? Or,
I don't know.
Am I just rednecking this thing up?
Because
they
were working together, and it turned into some sort of romance.
Because to me, like, Hollywood is the old South for some reason. Like, there's like a decorum to screwing people over. Like, I just imagine everybody like wanting to fight each other if they get wronged.
And you see, when you're working together filming, and you want to have chemistry so you can play off that other person, but then you don't want to go too far because you don't want to have your emotions tied into anything, because if he starts giving another woman attention on the set, you're going to be very upset.
Oh, I got a question.
See, I don't know how that world exists. Like, almost like we were talking to the swinger lady and the swinger dude. Is that like, you know, if Paige and I are married and she's in a movie with Brad Pitt and they're making out and even like, you know, humping a little bit.
And
I'm
wanting him every time we have sex.
And I'm like, that would never be okay to me. Like, I could never date.
You couldn't get past it.
Well, here's the movie question. If Paige is in that situation, do you tell him to kind of go ahead and like get it going for real? So you can like authentically.
Oh, I did kiss somebody were in something that. We had some kind of, we didn't have sex, but he did kiss me just to see if we had that kind of passion.
Because I always wonder.
What? I think he just wanted
movie.
To kiss you.
I think so.
Like when you watch a movie and you see
Paige, I want to see how good your grip is on your hand. Come here.
Come here. Let me try.
When you see some graphic, obviously I can't describe what it is, but let's say like above the waist, some graphic action, man or woman. Is he asking her beforehand, like, hey, can I do this or that? Or is he just, like, doing it, you know?
I bet it's got to be laid out real discreetly.
I've never done any sex scenes, but it's very meticulous, I imagine.
I brought my camera today.
He's not calling it in the ring. He's just,
I mean, we need you to do this. Cut.
Like, hey, if I'm already up here, can I, you know, like, take some liberties? Is that cool?
Well, also, like, I'll be very subtle in how I ask this, but, you know, like, a man could, like, touch a woman's breast, but could he
Like if he was, that's what I'm saying. Like, does he just do it, or is he like, is that laid out?
But I'm saying, is that does that change the rating of the movie?
That changes the rating of the movie.
Like, let's just say if the man pretended to be, it's gonna make it sound weird. If I feel like,
let's say if I'm holding a honey bun, it's okay to squeeze it, but can I put that honey bun in my mouth?
Well, I was gonna use a breastfeeding reference, but that was way better. Just interesting. I'm going to call the FCC and ask that.
I didn't think about it changing the rating. That is a good point.
Yeah.
Also, there's another rumor that Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp are reportedly dating.
Right now?
Yes.
He's in rough shape. A lot of, you know, a lot of stuff comes out about that guy.
But maybe she can be good to him.
She might want to clean him up, you know.
I was going to say, man.
She's a fixer.
She better not get in there and take a dump on him, too.
I think he's still going on these benders. And,
she's a fixer.
He don't play up to his persona that, I don't know if women still think of him the same way.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, like they used to. Like, oh, Johnny Depp's so hot.
I think of him the way, like, Madonna, where you just became not even, like, who you, like, woman, you're from Detroit, Michigan. You are all talking with a British accent now and stuff.
Plus, look at her face now.
She's a witch, though, for real. Like a real high-elected one.
I would like to know who really pooed on your bed. Johnny Depp.
Amber Heard did. Yeah. That's what I heard.
I couldn't get past that.
Fat boy.
Maybe it was me. I don't know.
It seems we talk more about business in sports than we talk about actual gameplay.
That's exactly what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about the UFC and that big deal they got yesterday.
TKO, brilliant but maniacal.
Yep.
Brilliant but maniacal.
You got Ari Emanuel and Nick Khan running things for TKO, signing these big deals.
Huge deals, big beautiful deals.
I'm a little jealous, to be honest with you. I'm kind of a little pissed off. I wish that these deals were reversed. I wish WWE got this deal that UFC got.
Yeah.
Would be a lot easier for me, at least.
Yeah, because outside of wrestling, I've watched nothing on Peacock.
Because when Nick Khan and other people say that, you know, well, you're buying the pay-per-views at, you know, 30 a month, they're not buying all of them.
No.
Yeah, even your smart marks, maybe we're buying a few a year.
Dude, hardcore, like, I would get, a certain time when it was the Attitude Era and WCW was good, like, I would get quite a frequent amount. But back in the day, like, I would get four a year, and those would be the quads.
Yep.
That's it.
The big ones.
All right, we'll get into sports business talk next. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. So the big UFC deal they signed yesterday, TKO with Paramount Plus. It is 7 years, a little over $7 billion. So I think it's like $1.1 billion a year.
Freaking crazy.
Yep.
I mean, the amount of money that it takes to run it, but good Lord, though.
Makes you wonder, like, as far as these fighters go. Now, John Jones, he's retired, allegedly. Wants to come back for the White House fight, but what, do they try to unionize to get a piece of this? I mean, this is a lot of money, and they don't get paid nothing. Maybe the top guy, Conor McGregor, didn't get paid till he fought Mayweather.
Yeah.
That's where his big payday came from. Well, here's Dana White talking about the deal.
Our deal is expiring, so get out there, started shopping around, and, you know, this is where we ended up, and I love it. I love where this is headed. I love the idea of being on Paramount Plus. You know, when you think of these streaming services, live sports is so important because you have to tune in and watch it when it happens. So not only if you're a UFC fan, you get away from the pay-per-view model. Now you just pay, you know, $12 or $13 a month, whatever it is, and you get all this other programming plus all the UFC content.
Bullcrap.
Yeah, it ain't going to stay that way for long. They'll try to jack up the price. That's one of the ones I use, too, Paramount Plus.
You know what's awesome about that is right after you watch the UFC fight, probably could watch SpongeBob because it's on Paramount Plus.
He just switched.
Pretty good.
One to the other.
About the same.
You know, like, oh, man, we just saw the Wonder Boy fight. Yep. Paw Patrol comes on next. Perfect.
I swear ESPN screwed it up. You could watch the undercard on Plus, which you still had to pay like $7 a month for.
Well, I mean,
but then you had to buy the pay-per-view on top of
that. Sometimes that stuff drags on, so you can just fast forward it and watch it whenever you want to, where there's like boom, 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 it's over.
iCarly is going to be a ring girl.
Both iCarlys. Well, I thought you meant the shows. You watch the old one and the new one.
Oh.
They rebooted it.
Oh.
Or the one chick quit acting. Actually, she wasn't on the second one.
Yes. She married an NBA player.
The one that hated her mom so much.
Yes. She wrote a book called I Hate My Mom or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
I'll leave you on that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're out of here, man. It was freaking Motley Crue. Took up all the time.
Yeah.
But look, $7.7 billion over 7 years is a... They beat out Netflix and others, so I wonder what they were offering.
Good Lord.
Because at some point, you're going to sacrifice a little bit of the money for the exposure.
But look at this this last 7 days, maybe 10 days, where you had WWE do the deal with ESPN+. Plus. You did UFC with Paramount+, Plus, owned by the same company. Yeah. So I think the proof is right there that ESPN+ Plus wanted UFC.
Plus, I think there's one person you could probably think as a shift from UFC to Paramount Plus.
But my point is, though, like, you know how we'd always say if somebody wanted The Rock in a movie, they'd have to, and they couldn't get him, they'd have to get, like, Cena or, like, Batista, you know, like that kind of thing. So if the same company owns both properties, and then they said, okay, the first announcement is WWE on ESPN+, Plus, that tells me one got its pick over the other, and the other got the other. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like maybe Trump was instrumental in the deal behind the
really?
Scenes. Yeah, because Trump, because the Paramount Plus and Skydance deal went through, that merger. Trump's big with the head of that new company.
I want to arm wrestle Frazier since it's going to be on Paramount Plus.
I'm sure he's.
I hate that
in.
Dog, Eddie.
I'm sure he stepped in and put a word in to move things along.
Man, that's wild. That's wild. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you more.
Star Trek fans, probably big UFC fans, I would imagine. The Paramount Plus thing makes sense. It does.
Yeah, plus they'll have live NFL too. So.
All right.
That's worth it.
When we return, a tattoo artist finally tells his longtime customer, I ain't putting my needle anywhere near that.
Whoa.
That call.
No.
Truth and Consequences. What's it called, Paige? Truth and Consequences. Truth and Consequences. You're absolutely right. I believe that's where Katniss Jack's from in New Mexico, Fat Boy. That will begin right after this. Good morning.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show